The peanut program, which is the market loan assistance program, is available to farmers who grow peanuts. They have a minimum price support of $355 per ton. If after 9 months, the loan, if they are placed into the loan, those peanuts are not sold, they are forfeited to the government. During the month of June, they sold 6,647 tons that were forfeited for the month of June. They sold those peanuts for $319 per ton, but they had 355 in those peanuts. They have also announced this week that they have received 66,000 tons of peanuts for the month of July. These have been forfeited, and the government will now put them up for sale. We have not received a notification yet on when that sale will be, but they will be having to sell those. And there's still more peanuts, about 300,000 tons, yet to be sold this year from the 2014 crop. At the recent joint meeting of the American Peanut Shellers and the American Peanut Buying Points Association, Jack Warden, President and CEO of American Blanching of Fitzgerald, Georgia, discussed the Golden Boy purchases of and the post holdings of that company. In the summer of 2014, Golden Boy Foods expands its tree nut butter manufacturing capacity in the state of Washington. In November 2014, post acquisitions, American Peanut Blanching, combining it with the Golden Boy to form the largest producer of private label peanut butter in the world. That's now based in Fitzgerald, Georgia. The private label group includes Golden Boy with 7 plants making peanut butter and granulated peanuts, American Blanching Company, which is doing commercial blanching for Georgia, Florida, and Alabama, and South Carolina peanuts, and Attune Foods, which is a manufacturer of organic and non-GMO snacks, granola, and cereal. But now Post Holdings is helping to own all of that, and they ship peanuts to 40 countries. And that's good news for peanut farmers who are preparing to sell the 2015 peanut crop. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.